Everybody, Jake and Gino here. Gino, how are we doing today?
Doing great. How you doing, Jake?
Always making it happen, big man. And we're getting this weird question. I was taken back by it. I was a little surprised given, you know, the long-term thinking in our community. But people are saying, how do you build wealth fast in multifamily investing? And I challenge you, Gino, right now. How do you build wealth fast in multifamily?
Jake, you don't build wealth fast in multifamily. You don't build anything fast in life. Anything that's worth achieving, It takes time. I've got six kids. It took a long time to get those six kids and to have an amazing family, right? You need to lay the groundwork. Anything that's worth it, people, anything that's worth doing, you really need to take time. We talk about education times action equals results. You need to spend time educating yourself on the front end, right? Dramatically lessen that learning curve. Then you need to take massive action, and then you'll ultimately see those results, Jake.
The best get rich slow scheme out there. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not get rich quick. Okay. It's the best get rich slow scheme out there. And everybody's different. Okay. It's different for everybody. Do you know how long did it take you to become financially free with multifamily?
Jake, I met you in 2009. We started looking at deals together in 2011. We found our deal after 18 months. It took us 18 months to find that first deal. You know why? Because we didn't have the Jake and Gino community. We were actually out there without a rudder. We were just doing things. We were winging it, which was great. At least we started. But after that first deal, everybody, the second deal came 3 months. And then the third deal came 6 months after that. So the momentum started building. So we bought our first deal, like I said, after about... For me, it was 3 years. I'll give you the exact date. February 2013, bought my first deal. March 2016, I left my job. I left the restaurant. So for me, it was 3 years.
But there was a two-year lead up to it as well, though, to get that.
Exactly. Yeah. But remember, we all have different talents. We all have a different amount of treasure. Right. We all have a different amount of time. Don't look at my story, because I had five kids at the time. I had a full-time job at the restaurant. I was older. I had more responsibilities. I needed a bigger, quote unquote, what we call burn rate. I needed more money every month. So if you're younger and you're living, you know, a lot leaner than I was, if you have no family, no kids or whatever, you look at your situation, look at how much time you have to dedicate. I hope and I wish I had started a lot sooner, but I didn't know about financial freedom. I didn't know about any of this stuff. That's why we preach and scream from the, you know, from the mountaintops and from the rooftops, from everywhere, bro. Why? Because it's important to start. Because once you start, within 3 years, you can become financially free. It took me five from when I decided to start. And 5 years goes by really fast, right? Look at the pandemic. The pandemic is we're 18 months into the pandemic. So if you put another 18 months, that's 3 years. That's how long it took me for my first deal. Now, Jake, how long did it take you? Because you were a lot quicker. You were smarter. You already moved down south. You cut your expenses. Your quality of living was much better.
Well, dude, I was living on $45 a week in groceries. So it changes things, right? So what was it for? So 2011, when did I, 4 years? Was it a year quicker? About a year sooner than you?
Yeah. I know because Jake was he was a smart one out of the bunch, because he moved down.
I'm taking it.
And he did, because this, I'm going to give you a little hack here. He moved into the market, right? That's uncomfortable, isn't it? That's why I ended up moving to Florida. It's something uncomfortable. He left his family. He moved into an apartment by himself. His fiance was up north for 6 months, real lonely. But what did that do? It got him going. And then all of a sudden, when he bought that first deal, he decided to self-manage that first deal, made a nice 10% rip on that property management fee. That got him going. Then the second deal, wow, more income coming in. And by the time the third deal came, he was living off those draws from just the property managing of that property. It was hard, but it accelerated him. And by the time it was like, I would say February of 2015, you're already like, you know what? I'm out of here. So he was a year sooner than me, because he had planned and he was working in the business day to day. And that was great for a couple of reasons, making a great amount of income, but also learning the business and then setting it up to continue to buy those deals. And for everybody, like I said, can you imagine 24 months? That's all it took, Jake. I mean, going from a car, I'm talking 24 months from when you bought your first deal, right?
It took time to get that deal though. So yes. I'm counting that, but yes.
But driving around with a boss that he didn't like, going to all these doctor's offices, soul sucking. Can you imagine in 48 months? That is really, to me, fast. Because when you think about your whole career when you're working, if you start working at 22 years old.
Best college education I ever got.
And you retire at 65, that's a 40-year time window. if you could dedicate 4 years of that to become financially free and become wealthy in multifamily real estate, wouldn't you do that today?
Let's get clear, though. I had nothing going on. I moved from New York to Tennessee, had no friends. You know what I did? I worked and I did it. I did it and I did it and I did it and I did it. Just like our boy says, every day, got up and I just did it every day for 4 years. I traded 4 years of my life to live the rest of my life having control and freedom. That's the trade-off. Don't sugarcoat it. There was weeks where I was doing 80 hours easy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not, I'm going to show up, I'm going to put my toe in a little bit and feel it. You have to commit. Okay? You have to commit. That's the first step. You don't pivot. You commit and you say, I'm going to stay here. You think after 2 years, we didn't want to quit? We kind of did it at some points, but we hung in there. And that was the best thing that we ever done. It takes time and it takes hard work. You are trading. For me, I traded 4 years of my life. There wasn't a whole lot of fun things going on. I mean, I got married during that time. We did some great stuff. I wasn't completely just all work, but there was a lot of work there. It was weekends. It was nights. Had to make it happen. It was MIH all day, every day for 4 years, pretty much. So that was a trade-off.
Jake, when you say that, what's really important about everything that you've said there, I'm going to encapsulate it in what we had done a podcast with a gentleman yesterday. His challenge was that he was a serial entrepreneur, which basically means he had the shiny object syndrome. And looking back at his life, I challenged him and he's like, you know, you make a great point. I shouldn't have had that shiny object syndrome. I should have picked one lane.
That was his mistake.
That was his mistake, but not only his mistake, every other serial entrepreneur out there and everybody out there who has a shiny object syndrome. Listen, crypto is great. It is all the rage right now. Everyone's buying Bitcoin. If you're in that lane, stay in that lane. Don't say tomorrow I'm going to go to gold and silver and the next week I'm going to go to single family homes. Pick a lane. Don't pivot. We're telling you multifamily for the long term is necessary. Yep. Food, clothing, and apartments, right? Everyone's telling you, oh, cap rates are compressed. They're not going to be compressed forever. Learn it. Start building your network of people. Start building your base of investors.
We got a contract right now, 50 a door. We're buying, guys. Okay, just saying.
Mm-hmm. Saying. And that's what it's about. It's about the long game. Don't pivot. What's the second one, Jake?
So gang, okay, just to, we're getting a little passionate right now. I want to be very clear. How do we build wealth? That's what we're talking about. So number one, you don't pivot, you stay in your lane, you pick the vehicle and you commit to it. It took us 2 years, 4 years ultimately to live a life of freedom and control. Okay, so number one is you don't pivot. Number two, this is for us, we buy for cash flow. Okay, we buy for cash flow. What does that mean? We're not looking to buy something in San Francisco because we think right now it's 100 a door and next week it's gonna be 150 a door, it appreciates. We look, I'm going to call it the rational approach, okay? Appraisers call it the income approach. We like to call it the rational approach. What does that mean? That the thing we're buying actually makes money, okay? We're looking at the income approach and we're valuing it based on the income approach, not what the guy next door sold for. Look, that's important. Comps are important, but when we're looking to buy something, we're looking for a specific parameter, a specific cash on cash parameter, because we know we're going to want to hold that long term to build up our snowball, to continue to grow our wealth based on a rational approach, not what the next guy is going to sell for because it's the greater fool's theory, okay? We're buying these things with discipline and we're making sure they pay us every month.
Every time I listen to Jake, I learn something new. The rational approach. I love that. I mean, dude, I can just walk away. I'm done for the day. But you know me, I need to add a little something to that. If it don't cash flow,
woo!
Let the grass grow.
Amen, baby.
Are we looking at 80, 90 deals before we find that one? Yes, because when you become financially free, that's where you're spending your time. You're spending your time on chasing value, on chasing opportunity. So we do underwrite a lot of deals, but any multifamily investor or any real investor out there, that's what their job is. They're looking at deals. So focus on that. And I'm going to give you my famous quote, favorite quote that I have, and I always use it. Revenue is vanity. Profit margin is sanity. And cash is king.
Bling, bling.
You need to have cash flow. Cash flow will get you out of your job. Equity will keep you out of your job, but that cash flow will help pay the bills. And that's what we love to do. We love to have a core value of assets here that is producing cash flow. We may flip a couple of the apartments, but we're long-term hold investors. We want to have that cash flow. And that's how you build generational wealth. That's why it takes years and years to build that generational wealth. And what we're also doing is we're building generational skills. We're learning these skills so we can pass them on to our children.
So Gino, you know, it's all about the framework, baby, and buying for cash flow is buying right. Okay. So we're buying right. We're financing right. We're looking to hold these things long-term. So we're looking for long-term fixed rate financing. Okay. One thing that could clobber this economy right now is a rise in interest rates. Okay. So we're buying right. We're buying for cash flow. We are fixing the rates for long terms. Okay. Nice low interest rate for long terms. The only thing that's left, that last lever is that manage right. So we have a framework for that. And day in and day out, what do? We show up every day and we commit to getting a little bit better with our KPIs, our systems, our people, systems, and our culture. That's what it's about for us. That's how we're building wealth long-term in multifamily investing.
Now, if you want to learn more about the buy right, manage right, and finance right, go to jakeandgino.com/apply, schedule a call with our team. And once you get on board, it may not take you 5 years like Jake and myself. Once you learn these principles and you learn how to execute, you learn how to buy that first asset right, you've got that with you forever. You learn how to manage that asset forever. You've got these skills with you forever and you can accelerate your growth. So go to jakeandgino.com/apply and schedule a call with our team.
Thanks, Gino.
Thanks, Jake.